Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Guys, we're talking about likes right now and views on Instagram. It's been really hard for me, guys. So head over to at Brittany Furlan on Instagram and give me some love before I jump off a bridge. Thanks so much.
You are so funny.
I need your validation. Guys, we have a special, special guest today on Worst First. And I know I say that all the time, but this guy is really, and I quote, special. He is my favorite Filipino on the scene. It is Joe. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so glad you're here.
Every time you talk, I swear to God, in my head, I can animate the character.
You can? What does it look like?
Does anyone ever say that to you?
Yeah, they like, you're actual a cartoon. You're not a person.
So when are you going to do it then?
I've tried. I had to try to do a cartoon show. It didn't get bought.
But why aren't you just doing it?
Like by myself?
Yeah.
Because I can't really animate.
No, you don't do it, but I know you can't animate.
I paid someone to animate a show, and then I tried to sell it, and it didn't sell.
Well, then just put it up.
Just do it?
Yes.
Anyway?
I'm telling you.
Just release it on my own?
When you did my pod, the first thing I said to my lady was, how many cartoon characters was that?
Oh, my God, dang.
Like, literally, I was like, that. Right? It's like, I can watch all of
that. Too many.
Yeah, but I can watch all of them.
I love that. Thank you.
I love the escape that animation has. I love that the freedom that you get with animation.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. Like, that character is not only fun to listen to, or your characters.
Yeah.
But physically, you can make them do stuff, too.
Guys, Joe is so good for my self-esteem right now. I was feeling, like, so low. And he's like, you're so funny. You're talented. You're killing it. I'm like, wow. He's literally, like, a motivational speaker. Like, I love it. You make me feel good.
I've told you this several times.
I love you.
But you sometimes you forget who you've inspired and who you've motivated. Thanks. And sometimes you need to hear that.
Yeah.
Because you take the negative too much.
I do. I'm very negative. I am.
I don't.
I get sad. I know you don't. You look at you. And guys, his Netflix special right now, you have to go on Netflix and watch Joe's special. We died. Tommy and I were watching it. We literally died. I mean, and I'm telling you, I was watching some other comedian who is supposed to be like so great, and his special was not that rad. We literally turned it off. We selected Joe's. My husband actually selected Joe's and was like, we were fucking dying. Like, it is the funniest shit, dude.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so you know what this podcast is about.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with me. I like to, I used to be on a show, Chelsea Handler.
Yes, of
show.
Course, Chelsea Lately.
And we used to always meet up in the green room. And then Chelsea would come down and be like, all right, your joke, your joke, your joke. And then we'd all throw our jokes out.
Yeah.
And then we realized that it was so much funnier when we didn't know.
Oh.
And I think that's why our banter was so organic and genuine.
Yeah.
That's why people loved the show.
Yeah.
Because we honestly didn't know what Chelsea was going to say to us.
Yeah.
So those were real arguments.
Yeah, you were just thinking on your feet. Yeah.
And that's why it's like, when you told me that I was coming on, like I wanted to like come up with something, but then it doesn't feel organic.
Natural.
And I want to be in here with you and just
talking.
Riff. And then when you throw it at me, then I promise I'll come up with something.
Yeah. So what's your story?
I don't know.
It's all about worst first. It's all about worst dates, worst drug experiences, like worst time
I have the best drug experience ever.
Really? What drug?
Hands down. Weed cookies.
Weed cookies. Oh, gnarly. I can't do edibles.
No.
Too strong.
Edibles are the worst.
The worst.
First of all, I don't even know why. First of all, weed and food. Like, really?
So
why
scary.
Why are you going to put the two together?
So scary.
You're going to overdose on both. So either, you know what I mean? Either you smoke a lot of weed and pass out, or eat a lot of food and throw up. But
right.
Don't put the two together.
So you're just eating and throwing.
Because now you're passing out and throwing up while you're sleeping.
I'm going to eat this whole cake and I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
So I'm at, Apple to App, good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's spinning at the Hard Rock in San Diego. Somewhere in San Diego. I think there's a Hard Rock. I don't know. But he's spinning.
Uh-huh.
And it's me and Taboo, right?
Right.
And Apple is like, hey, I'm going to spin, bro. Come with me. And when I go to his hotel room, we're all in his hotel room. And we start eating cookies. But he doesn't tell me they're weed cookies.
No.
And they're beautiful cookies. Brittany, they're massive size, like Mrs. Fields cookies.
Oh,
first of all,
God.
Edibles should only be like...
They should be sketchy looking, no
matter
what.
They should
be
the size of like Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Cookie Crisp.
Right.
Right?
Tiny
like a box
as fuck.
Of
edibles. Yeah.
Like
handle.
You need two of these.
Yeah.
Eat two.
Yeah, you're not
you
trying to eat.
You don't give a fucking
a cake.
Special dark baker's choice. What the fuck? Mrs. Field Extra Crunch? Who the fuck is eating this? A monster?
Too much.
I down it. I down
How
that
many?
Cookie. I eat the first one like when the cookie monster did it. Like,
yeah,
like
crumbs just everywhere.
Just fucking crumbs
You're
everywhere.
The crumbs.
I hit it. I'm like, oh, that's delicious. And then he eats half of his, right? And then
he takes
we're
one
talking.
Nibble. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he tells me they're weed cookies. I'm like, oh, I don't really feel anything. Okay. He goes, I can't finish this, bro. I'm like, yo, I'll take it. And I ate it. So now I got a cookie and a half in me. He's spinning in his room, and then it's literally lights out, Brittany. Like the room's spinning.
No.
I go, I can't go. And then he's doing an after party, so that's where he was spinning. It's like 2 o'clock.
Okay.
They're gonna go somewhere, and I go, I can't go, App. I can't leave.
Were you freaking out?
Yeah, it's not even my room. It's Apple's room.
Yeah. And you're
and I'm like,
I'm staying
can't leave,
in your room.
Bro.
We're staying
in here.
We're roommates.
And he's like, bro, are you gonna be okay? I'm like, I can't leave. So I stay there with my roommate at the time. This was like 11 years ago.
Oh my God.
And my roommate Walter was with me. And I go, dude, just stay here with me. I can't go. Because it's literally
You're panicking.
Just like I'm on.
You're
like,
on
like
one,
a,
yeah.
Like a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
It's spinning.
You're
and
fucking
I, and I
tripping.
Can. So it gets to the point where I'm holding onto the table. I'm not moving. And then eventually I lay down on the ground. All right? And then eventually I hold on to the leg of the table.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. And I'm telling Walter, I'm like, bro, it won't stop, man.
Oh, no.
It won't stop. And he's like, don't worry, man. Just like,
ride it
close
out.
Your eyes. Ride it out, bro. And I'm holding on to this table leg. And I'm like, by the way, I have sleep apnea. So, like, I'm already, now I'm scared to fall asleep.
Because you have to wear a CPAP mask.
I gotta wear a mask.
You do every night?
Every night. I look like Bane. I literally look like Bane every night I go to bed. I don't know how any girl got with me.
Oh, my God.
I don't. My
You're
lady,
like,
I don't know how she even looks at me at night. Because I literally kiss her and then I throw it on. I'm like, good night. Like, it's like, I literally look like Dave.
All night, the machine.
Sleep well.
Yeah, she's like, my husband's on a fucking respirator. I don't know what's going on. Oh my God,
exactly.
That's hilarious.
So I'm now I'm like, I'm paranoid.
You're like, I can't fall asleep because I'll die.
Now, I can't sleep. I don't have my CPAP machine.
Oh,
I'm in San Diego. I'm holding onto the leg of this table, and I knock out. I'm out. And Walter passes out on the couch. And literally, this is what I hear at like, let's say 4:30 in the morning. Let's just say 4:30.
Okay.
I don't know the actual time. I hear this.
No.
Like the most horrific vomit you can think of. Like it's a cartoon. Like, you know how when cartoons exaggerate something?
Yeah.
That's
it's
exactly
not real. Yeah.
It was an exaggeration of someone throwing up.
Scream like, vomiting.
It was, yeah.
Fuck.
For like 10 minutes, and I can't do nothing. I'm still holding on to this.
Who is it?
I'm holding on to this fucking table,
Brittany.
You're
still fucked up?
I'm so fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Sounds like death.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And then it stops, eventually stops.
Oh,
it was Apple. Apple came back fucked up and just started throwing up. Until he passed out. I think he passed out by the toilet, right?
Oh my
I don't know where he passed
God.
Out. I couldn't get up. But it was the most horrific thing I ever said. He literally threw up his insides.
Oh, no.
So now, Brittany, this shit is like I know you're married to Tommy.
Yeah.
And you know rock and roll shit.
Yeah.
But this is my first time witnessing rock star shit.
Yeah.
This is the Black Eyed Peas that, you know, this is Black Eyed Peas
now.
Yeah. Man, this is 11 years ago, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah,
I got a
right
feeling.
When they were hot.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in his room, I hear him fucking, we already went to one party. Then he had to spin at an after party. I ate two wheat cookies. I'm holding onto his table in his living room. He comes back at 4:30. He's vomiting his insides out.
Oh, my God.
And then he just passed. Then I don't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, right around 7, like 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, my eyes slowly open because I'm hearing this right next to me. I swear to God, I'm waking up to sounds in his fucking room. This is what I hear.
Ew.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Who eats like
my
that?
My contacts are dry. I'm fucking opening
oh
up my,
my
eyes.
God.
It's all foggy.
No.
I look at it. I'm and literally, if you could just imagine a movie of the slow pan from the feet going up the body, you see the legs, and then you see the hips, and then the chest, and then the face, right? Like that's the reveal.
Yeah.
This is how I'm looking at this as I'm hearing this sound. I'm looking at these fucking feet with flip-flops on, right? Tan legs, almost black. Apple, I always thought Apple was just the black guy in the crew. So I see these tan legs all the way up to these Versace, like, swim trunks. But they were the tight, you know, the kind you see in, like, Vogue magazine.
Like, too tight.
They're
too
tight.
Called,
they're almost underwear.
Oh,
but they're short underwear. They're Speedos, but they're Versace.
But, like,
the reason why I know it's Versace, Brittany, is because it had a belt buckle right underneath the belly button. This is a true fucking story, Brittany.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Make this up. So they're purple, right? And they're the tightest little shorts. Apple's already tiny. And the tightest little Versace swim trunk underwear with the buckle, the sun
Versace
god.
Belt.
The sun god right underneath his belly button, right? And then this like see-through, like short sleeve button-up. Like you can see through
God.
It. Like you can see it's like a pool shirt.
Like the nipples cut out.
Yeah.
Versace.
His big ass Scott Storch glasses.
Oh my God.
Right? He's got those on.
Ew.
And then he's got his like his hat that he always wears.
Yeah.
And he's eating fucking bacon. Just like a big piece of bacon.
Just sitting there while
just
you're
watching
sleeping.
Me, staying there watching me sleep. I'm like, app? He's like, pool's open in about 30 minutes, bro. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Pool's about to open, bro.
You're
come
like,
on.
Bro, I can't leave this fucking table side.
I'm like, I'm not fucking swimming. And didn't you just die? Who the fuck are you? The clone? Are you a clone?
Oh my God.
Who the fuck are you? You just died, bro.
Ghost Versace.
Yeah.
It's a spirit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Swear to God. And what he goes, all right, cool. You snooze, you lose. And then he finishes his breakfast and leaves me there. Literally leaves
were
me.
Were you still fucked up?
I'm fucking gone,
still fucked
Brittany.
Up, yeah.
I was so fucked
it
up.
It sucks.
It was bad.
When did you get
the
better?
The worst headache. I'd have to say, I think I slept the whole day.
It took like 3 days, right? Or two
it
days?
It took about 2 days.
2 days.
But one, my chest was in pain because I didn't have my machine the whole
night.
No. So now Walter's driving me home.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't wait because I lived in I live in L.A.
Yeah.
And, you know, that took forever. Like, it's only 100 miles from San Diego to L.A.
Yeah. That's but you're high. Hour drive. It just seems like it take everything takes longer.
Yeah. I felt like someone kicked my brain. Like, literally, it felt like someone fucking kicked my brain.
The worst.
It was the worst.
Like, I don't know how people do edibles every day.
I don't get it.
Like, there's people who are like, I love edibles. I use them to sleep. I'm like, for 3 months or for a night?
Are you
like,
a bear? Is it the winter? What did you gather food?
Dude, they're crazy.
They're nuts.
They're crazy. I will never do them again. I've done them before too. And it's fucking the scary. Worst. I thought I was gonna die. I was like, I take me to the emergency room. They're like, we can't. You fucking, it was when weed was illegal.
Oh.
Like, we can't take you. You're gonna get in trouble. I'm like, fucking take me, bitch. I don't care if I go to prison. I'd rather do that than die. They wouldn't take me.
No
shit.
Yeah,
it was bad. It was bad. Yeah, I was having a panic attack. I'm all like, I was like, I'm fucked up for life. Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's how I felt.
I know.
And you know what else? This is how bad it was. I could physically feel my eyes moving left to right. Like, they kept twitching. Like, the room wasn't spinning. It was my eyeballs literally moving like a windshield wiper.
Fucked up.
I was, and I'm trying to stop it. I couldn't. Yeah. And the only way I could stop it is close my eyes. Aww. But then I could still
but
feel
then
my-
But then it's just head spinning. Yeah, your brain spinning on its stem. Mm-hmm. It's freaky, dude. It's freaky.
I don't understand why people do it.
I don't either. Do you smoke weed now or no? You don't do anything.
No.
Are you sober, guy?
I'll have an occasional drink, but
you're not really a same. I don't really drink, but I do. I've just started smoking weed again. I haven't smoked in years.
Can
like,
I tell you something?
What?
Okay. I'm about to drink this water because we're about to get deep. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep.
So I'm about to drop some stuff. I've told everybody this, but my brother is a schizophrenic.
Okay.
Multiple personalities.
Yeah.
He's been in and out. Well, he's not in and out. He's in. A hospital.
Right, right.
Okay, he's the state owns him, basically.
Right, right.
And every now and then when he does good, which he always does, they release him into a group home.
Right.
And then he fucking relapses and they put him right back, right?
Yeah.
He needs to be on his meds and he needs to be monitored.
Yeah. Does he get off his meds on his own? He takes himself off?
He takes himself off.
And then he gets fucked up.
And then he gets fucked up. And it only happened. But here's the smart thing about my brother, and it's crazy. This is what trips me out about his condition, because he knows how to get a hot meal and a clean shower, and he knows what he has to do.
No matter what.
He plays the system. Oh. You know what I mean? He plays it. He knows that, you know, if I get busted, the court's going to put me to jail.
Yeah.
The jail's going to find out that I'm schizophrenic. Then they're going to stick me under, like, doctor's orders and care.
Yeah.
And I'm good for a year. And he does it all the time. And then the state can't afford everybody in the hospital. He gets released. And it's right back to the same cycle.
Damn.
It's just a big circle. And he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it. And I love my brother. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I had a rough, rough life growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my brother. So.
When did they find out he was schizophrenic?
15.
How did you tell? What was the
symptoms? He said he was a tiger. And it's the most vivid memory ever. Like, we all remember that day. It was like he was 15. I think he was like 14, 15.
Uh-huh.
And we were in Illinois, and I just remember him going, I'm a motherfucking tiger. He was just fucking insane.
You're like, okay, calm down,
my
Kanye.
Mom and dad had to grab him, and then he's never been out of the hospital
since.
He
literally thought he was an actual tiger.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the part that I want to scare you on.
Okay, go ahead.
So his room was the shit. My brother's room, if you can imagine the 70s, you know what I mean? My brother had all of the lava lamps. He had the black lights going up against the velvet posters that would glow in the dark.
Dope.
And, like, he had a nameplate on his front door that said Herb Superb, do not enter. You know what I mean? It was like one of those rooms. Right. And
whoa.
Then so every now and then I would peek in and just look around my brother's room, and it was
and you
so
just
cool.
See Jerry Garcia standing there.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Hello, friend.
He's spraying weed. He's growing weed.
Come on in, Joe.
Yeah, bro. What's going on, man? About to write a song.
Oh my god, okay.
There you are.
Yeah, welcome, man.
Welcome,
so
a
glad
virgin
you can make
brain,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Let me massage it. So I go in, you know, and I always go in my brother's room, and he's 8 years older than me, so I was about 6. Mm. That's how vivid this memory is.
Wow.
And there was this one time I walked in on my brother, and he was rolling joints.
Yeah.
A fucking shit ton. Shit ton. 15, bro. Jeez. 14, 15. I can't remember how old he was. But he's rolling them, and he put it in his shoebox, and then he put it on top of this other shoebox in his closet, and then he put like a shirt over or a blanket.
And you watched it all.
Watch the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, these are funny cigarettes. Don't you ever touch these.
Whoa.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I go, I promise. I won't say it. He goes, I swear to God, if I found out you touch these, I'm going to be so fucking mad at you.
Yeah.
And don't tell mom and dad. Uh-huh. I go, I won't. I promise. I won't tell mom and dad. And I always remember that.
Yeah.
That he did a lot of weed.
Yeah.
And so our thing was, Maybe you got a hold of some bad weed. Maybe they laced it with some shit, and that's what triggered whatever you had, right? Anyways, the reason why I'm telling you that, fast forward to my life now, 47, okay?
Right.
And this vivid memory of him at six, okay? Yeah. So I'm going to one of those, what are they called? Holistic doctors, you know what I mean? Where they give you, they read your DNA chart, and they know what kind of stuff you need to eat, and this will be better. You shouldn't eat dairy, blah, blah, blah,
right?
I'm going to one of those
people. That's awesome.
Everyone should go to one.
I want one.
And a lot of people are like, oh no, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Let me tell you how amazing this is.
Okay,
all right. This is very amazing.
Yeah.
So I get the DNA test and I give it to her and she reads the chart. And she's like, stop eating dairy. Stop eating dairy. Cut it out. You don't want it. It's fucking up your sinuses, blah, blah. In my head, I'm like, all right, I told this woman I had allergies. You know, she's just going to the go-to.
Because I'm conditioned too. Yeah.
If you're not Western medicine, it's not real.
It's not legit. Where's your PhD from? The Sun God University?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, not into it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
What YouTube did you study? Right? So now I'm like, whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll stop eating dairy. That makes sense. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And then she says another thing that I need, and then another thing that I need. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're just trying to figure out certain things that you're selling here, vitamins that you sell, supplements. I got those. I'll sell it to you for $600. That's how she makes it.
Wow.
So I'm thinking all that shit, and I'm being very negative.
Yeah.
This is the part that made me a believer. You ready for this shit, Brittany? And this is going to blow your fucking mind.
Okay.
Do you smoke weed? She says to me, right? And I go, no, I do not. I go, occasionally, if it's in the room, I'll take, you know, I'll do it. But no, I don't smoke weed, right? And then she goes, you need to stop. Do not smoke THC in your body chemistry, it will not work. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you see this right here? And she shows me a number on the DNA test. And she goes, this right here is a schizophrenic gene. Is this crazy? How crazy is it that I'm telling you this?
Whoa.
This is a schizophrenic gene, and it gets stimulated by THC. I go, what? And then I got my fucking hairs come up, start to cry.
No.
And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And she goes, yeah, there's schizophrenia in your family. And it gets stimulated by weed. I just started crying.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, motherfucker.
That's fucking crazy.
And I was like, wow. I go, holy shit.
You're like,
that's what took my brother down.
Yeah.
And I told her. Mm. I go, my brother has schizophrenia. And she's like, I know. She goes, I knew it was either in your family. I didn't know which generation. Mm. But it's definitely in your body chemistry. And THC will stimulate. It's the key to it. It's the key. That's what will start the whole fucking thing.
I didn't know weed could do that.
And that's why people need to know that.
Yeah, that's
like people
scary.
Always say, oh, weed is, you know, it's healthy. It's from the earth. Not everybody's body chemistry can take it.
Fuck. God damn it, because I have like such bad anxiety and I started smoking again. I started smoking an indica and I've been feeling okay.
Yeah.
And it started helping me and I was like, fuck, now I can like, I'm not having as, like I would have panic attacks where I would like feel like I'm dying, my heart racing and shit.
Yeah.
So I started smoking like a week ago again and I like been loving it.
Yeah.
And I was like fucking drinking celery juice every morning, all this shit.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling good and now I'm fucking fucked
Well,
that.
No, but here, I don't want to scare people because it is good. I'd rather you smoke weed than take a goddamn pill.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And throw some chemical in your body. Like,
exactly,
smoke. But just get a DNA test.
Go
to a holistic doctor.
I need to get your, I'll get her info from
you. Yeah, I will.
Where is she based? Like, so what do they do?
Right here, Studio City, right
by
me.
Studio City.
Uh-huh.
And they do a DNA test and they look at your DNA and they say, like,
yeah,
you can
she makes you go get it. She doesn't do it. She's like, you do it. And then you give me the chart and I'll read it for you. That's what
Whoa.
She said. Yeah, she goes, I'll break everything down for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I had a
and she's good.
Yeah?
She's good.
So did she give you supplements and shit
you
or
You can buy all the supplements there.
Did you get them?
Yeah.
You take them?
Yeah.
You feel good?
I still eat shit.
You do?
I can't break it.
Like you eat badly?
Yeah.
Like you love fucking cheeseburgers and shit.
No, I eliminated that.
Okay.
I don't do the greasy cheeseburgers anymore. But I mean, I don't do the steaks anymore.
Okay.
I got rid of that.
Okay.
But I'm a cookie fanatic.
You love cookies?
I love cookies.
You're a fucking cookie monster.
I really am.
Really just cookies.
It's bad. My son,
you just love
my
cookies.
Son, I love cookies. I love brownies.
Oh my God.
I love chips.
I love chips.
Yeah, I love chips.
Chips are.
I love potato
chips.
I like
are so good.
I like salty chips. I like flavored chips. I like no salted chips. I like dips.
All kinds of chips.
Brittany, I like
chips
dips.
And dips. Let me tell you about these chips and dips that I've been loving.
You know what chips are without dips?
Do you know what chips and dips? Dead. I fucking love you, dude.
I'm so glad
you're here.
Thank you.
You're so great.
Thank you. Like, I hope I didn't scare you with that story.
No, you did, but it's okay. I think I'm dying all the time, so now I'm really going to think I'm dying. And I'll tell you something. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We will be right back with Joe Coy on Worst First.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What'd you get put under for?
These are all fake.
Your veneers?
Yeah, so right now these aren't even veneers. You don't need them.
No?
Yeah, what are you fucking talking about?
I just feel like my teeth
what
look
is
like,
wrong with you
they
sometimes?
Look like little...
I don't fucking get you. You drive me fucking nuts, man. Shut up.
They look
up.
Like little chiclets. They're like,
no, you have perfect teeth.
Have chiclets, anyone?
No, you have perfect teeth, asshole.
Really? Thanks. All right, well, I have...
You're like the most super depressed person for absolutely no reason. Are you looking at a different person?
Well, no one likes my posts anymore. I'm not funny. My life sucks. Like, I'm depressed. Like, that's what depression
Brittany,
does.
I bought teeth because I had another tooth that was inside my gum.
What?
And it looked like I had half a tooth.
It did?
Yeah, this tooth right here, I fell on a rock when I was a kid, and it went up into my gum.
Oh.
And they couldn't pull it back down, so they just let it heal in there.
Is it still there?
Well, now they ripped it out.
Okay,
that's what I had surgery
okay.
for. They put me under, so this is all gone. I have, like, this huge
And then are those your
gum.
Teeth?
These are all fake. These are all temps.
Those are nice.
But they're plastic.
But they look great.
I get the veneers.
Plastic. It's fantastic.
I don't even know what I was singing, but I was with you.
Just totally with me. Just
yeah.
knows it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I got you.
I'm
pretty sure she's going to say fantastic.
You look good, Dennis.
Thank you. Oh, I go the best. I go to the best.
He's like, these teeth are made out of milk cartons, but you wouldn't be able to tell.
Just fucking plastic milk jars like in your teeth.
As I start to fade out. From the, what is it, anesthesia?
Anesthesia, yeah.
As I start to fade out and my eyes are starting to close, I hear him go, get the white out. No, the same shit that we use on paper.
Did you cut the country crock right?
Yeah, cut it. Where's my, any cardboard?
Melting
what the fuck?
You know what's scary though? Every time they put you under, they're like, okay, now count to three. You're like, three.
Yeah,
they don't even give you a chance.
That's
like you just
exactly
fucking get
what they
put
said
under.
To me
it's
too.
Scary. It's
That's
scary.
Exactly what they said.
You don't remember, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
which
they're
is
like,
weird.
You should start. This is what he said to me. He goes, "You should start to feel something."
Did your teeth hurt when you woke up?
He goes, "Joe, you should start to feel something."
My finger in your ass. You're like, what'd you say?
What?
You can't do anything.
Why are they unbuckling their pants?
Right? You wake up, they're zipping up your flyer.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
We forgot to fix your teeth. What? We had to reschedule.
We wanted to see if your penis was as small as you told us. Oh, my God. On the special. Guys, you have to watch Joe Coy's special. It's the best thing in the entire world.
Thank you.
It's so good. Don't you just feel so on top of the world when you kill like that?
That was a special
to
moment.
To perform for, like, what, an hour and 45 minutes?
Yeah, I did four of them, too. I did four of those shows. Four different times. And I couldn't believe that was for me. Like, I was like, wow.
You fucking, like, I would be okay to die now. I'd be like, oh, it's cool. I'm good. Like, I'm an icon. Like, I killed it. Like, performing for an hour and 45 minutes and, like, just killing it.
Thank you.
Like, it was, like, no lulls.
Thank you.
It was just like, burp, till the end. Like, brap, brap, brap. Like, just all the way.
When I made the decision to shoot in Hawaii, and I knew it was going to be an arena, I knew I had to be able to, maintain that energy as if it was a small club.
Yeah.
Because if you let it slow down at all, it feels real slow in an arena.
Because everybody in Hawaii moves really slow.
Yeah, they're already like, slow.
You're Hawaii. You. That shit was so funny.
Thank
dude.
You.
You know what's probably funnier too is that they embrace you because you look Hawaiian.
Thank you.
Filipino's Hawaiian, isn't
Filipinos,
it?
Filipinos, man.
It's not? No, I'm confused. No.
Well, Brittany, I don't know why you're confused. Yes, Filipinos are not Hawaiian. Hawaiians are Hawaiians. Brittany and her great questions. Hey, Joe, quick question. Are Filipinos Japanese? Go. And then my answer is, no, they're not. All right, another question. Are they Chinese? All right, Brittany.
No, they're from the Philippines. I know that. But like, so Hawaiians are
just stop. Just fucking stop.
You're okay, I'm done.
There's just
I'm
a pile of dirt next to you and you just keep digging.
Guys, hang on. Let me fill this hole up really quick. No, but that's crazy because I feel like you could be a Hawaiian.
I love Hawaii.
Yeah, you look like you could move to Hawaii. If you got a bunch of tribal tattoos, I'd think you were Hawaiian.
And I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I claim Hawaii like my home. Yeah, they've embraced me. They gave me my own day, Brittany.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, every November 24th is called Jokoi Day.
Oh.
I broke the biggest record of my life all time. I don't think it'll ever get touched. Uh-huh. I did 11 sold-out shows straight at the Blaisdell Theater, and it came out to 24,000 tickets. I sold those out in like less than 3 days.
Wow.
It was just every day we were adding shows.
Wow.
So like the initial first show sold out in like 30 seconds. It was crazy.
That's insane.
And then the second show sold out in like a minute, and then the third show sold out in like 3 minutes. And
how does it feel to be loved?
It was crazy. It was I couldn't even believe it was happening.
Wow.
Because I remember the first time I went to Hawaii, I was handing out 2-for-1 tickets, you know, right there on this boulevard, just hanging out. Like, hey, come check me out at the Laugh Factory, blah, blah, blah.
Just begging people.
Begging people. I remember getting 4 people in there, and they really came. And I was so happy that they came, you know? And I remember at the end of the show, go, tell your friends, please. Like, and then to the arena, like, and them giving me awards saying that I broke the record at this theater.
They're like, Joe,
as the most tickets
here's
sold.
The golden coconut. It's for you, man. I don't even know what accent I'm doing, but it's the golden coconut from Hawaii. It is made of gold for you. For you, Joe.
For you, Joe.
The golden coconut. It's actually just a regular one that we painted with gold paint. It's not even real gold or anything, but you know. Why do I sound Indian?
I don't
can't
know,
do
but
it.
It's good.
It's horrible.
Whatever. I do the same thing.
Yeah, I can't even do it. Impressions.
I do the same thing.
It's horrible. But wait.
Every time I do something that's either Scottish, Irish, or even Australian, it just becomes Mel Gibson from Braveheart. I just end up saying freedom.
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 Do your British accent. Freedom.
Freedom.
Dude, that's so cool. So when you go to the Philippines, are you like John Lennon of the Philippines? Like, do they have like pictures of you hung up like
that's
at people's
so
homes with like the Mother Mary, like the Sacred Mary and everything, like shrines with your face?
Basically.
Just with blessed candles and shit.
It was crazy.
Who else is famous from the Philippines?
I'm not going to lie. When I was there, it was my sister. My sister was so much fun to bring back to the Philippines. We adopted Gemma.
Oh, really?
And that's why she's the one that handles all my stuff.
She looks like your real sister, though.
Oh, I know. Everyone says that.
Is she
I'm just
Filipino?
Like, you lying motherfucker.
No, she does.
No, she's full Filipino.
Okay.
We adopted her like when she was like 11.
Yeah.
And she's my sister.
Yeah, she's your sister.
So, but it was really special to go back home with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was like her moment, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I left this country.
Yeah.
I got a second chance at life, and I shouldn't say that.
She's
not a second chance,
but
you know what I mean?
Wearing mud shoes. This girl.
Damn, you are bad.
I'm just kidding, guys. Like, that's racist. We're unsubscribing to your podcast.
3302. Cut that. She got
dead,
to go back,
dead.
And she was just so like proud, and it was cool that her brother was just like this guy that like all these Filipino celebrities were coming to see, like all these big name celebrities.
Yeah, who's some Filipino celebrities?
They were all. I mean, we're talking, you know, some big people. It was
Johnny
crazy.
Wak too.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die at the end of this. Your karma is gonna be so bad. Don't even think about weed anymore.
Come see Kakadoodle.
Yeah.
He's the biggest celebrity.
Oh, my God. No, there's some big... Here's the thing about the Philippines, Brittany. Are you ready for this?
Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm going to hell.
Here's what you are. You're going straight to hell.
I'm dead.
Here's the thing about the Filipino entertainment industry. They speak perfectly good English.
Wow.
And they also... they understand American Western humor.
Oh, shit.
Like the under, you know what I mean? Like you can go to a country that speaks English.
So look at those jokes I just made and not tear me apart.
Oh, they're going to rip you apart. They're going to get it. They're going to be like, oh, that's offensive. Who the fuck is this girl? Crazy bitch, huh? She's a crazy bitch.
Who wears a beanie in 100 degree weather, huh?
It's I know. 200 degrees out there.
200 degrees
she
in LA.
She has a beanie.
What, is she dumb in her head?
Is she dumb? She's a stupid. They love to put three S's in something. Is she a stupid?
No, I love Philippines. I love you. I love the Philippines. I want to go.
You would love the Philippines.
I would love it. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. And they that's the cool thing about the Filipino people. Like you can go to the Philippines and just stay in the same mindset as if I was in the Hollywood Improv.
But do they love you there?
Yes.
They love you.
Are you kidding me?
Like, you get off a plane and there's people waiting with cameras. Really?
It's crazy.
Like crazy at the airport.
Yes.
Wow. Why don't you just move there?
Why? I mean, my whole thing is being international.
Okay.
My whole goal was to, you know, it took me 14 years to talk about my mom.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to do the Filipino jokes.
Okay.
So I wanted to figure out a way to, like, tell jokes to where my mom was being represented as a mom.
Aww.
And everyone knows that that's just a funny mom character.
Yeah. Not about her specifically being Filipino.
Yeah,
just any mom.
I didn't want people leaving my shows going, I didn't really get it. You know, I'm not Filipino. I didn't get it. No, you leave my show. Like you and Tommy
totally
were laughing.
Funny, yeah.
And then you relate to it. Like, you know, when I did that joke about the Tupperware, like, you know, my mom's Tupperware was a Cool Whip container.
Yeah.
Like my DMs blew up.
Yeah.
Like, and it was from Latinos, Cuban,
everybody.
You know, Cubans, Puerto Ricans.
I'm Italian. And
Africans.
My grandma, like country crock, I was like, oh, butter.
Exactly.
Nope, asparagus.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, butter. Nope, mashed potatoes. Oh, butter.
Yeah.
Nope, bacon.
Nope.
Like, it's just everything, never butter.
Never
it's
butter.
It's never butter. Like,
exactly.
I don't even know if she ever bought an original butter container.
How funny would that
she
video
just
be?
Went to
we should
Will,
do a video real quick.
Crock,
hold on, I want to cut you off right now because it's a good video that you should do.
Yeah.
Instead of the butter container saying, I can't believe it's not butter, it really isn't.
Because
it's fucking fettuccine Alfredo.
Dude, it's so true, though.
I'm going to do this
it's
today.
It's so true. My grandmother was like, dude, is there any fucking butter?
Nope.
You have 14 butter containers, and none of them have butter in them. Like,
you know
it's fucked
off
up.
You know how pissed off my friends would be coming over, and they open up the freezer and see ice cream, and they pop it open, and it's soup?
And weird soup.
It's like a fish. It's like a fish.
It's just a fish
It's like a frozen fish next to, like a green bean, and one eye looking at you. And your friends are like, I thought this was strawberry.
This shit said strawberry ice cream, bro.
It said strawberry. It said Neapolitan.
I'm fucking traumatized. Oh my God. What's like a traditional Filipino dish that like most people would probably like never like.
No, you should try Filipino. Have you tried Filipino?
I would love to.
All right, we're saying it right now. You and I are going
to
do a video.
Will you take me and Tommy to a Filipino restaurant?
Do not say this right now. I will hire a Filipino chef and we'll go somewhere and I'll have them cook for you.
Me and Tommy would be so down. I love trying new shit.
You will love Filipino food.
Is it like crazy?
Let me tell you about Filipino food. The reason why it's so good, it was the first hybrid food.
Yeah.
It's the first one.
What do you mean by that?
Because like now
stuff?
Now all of a sudden there's these Korean hybrids, you know?
Yeah,
it's a fusion. It's a
fusion.
Chinese fusion, a Thai fusion,
right.
Blah, 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 fusion.
Right.
Filipino has always been a fusion.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's you know, there were so many different people that came through the Philippines. Spain colonized it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Indians came through. Chinese people came through.
Yeah.
All kinds of people came through and left their ingredients there. And we meshed it all together and created our food.
Whoa.
That's why we have so much Spanish
You're
influence
like, yeah,
in our food.
I'll take some fettuccine, some rice.
Real talk.
Some fish.
Real talk.
Some fucking figs.
Figs.
Like, just put it all together.
Put
it's
all
delicious.
Together. There you go. It's delicious, right?
Dead.
It's so good though.
Wow.
So we got like, that's why some of our foods, it'll have a Spanish name, like caldereta. It's like, you,
like
we say
it
and everyone's like, well, that's Spanish. And I'm like, yeah, we got it from the Spanish.
What is it? It's what's in
caldereta
it?
Caldereta is just a beef stew, tomato-based beef stew, and it's so good.
That sounds good.
I'm telling you, when you try it, you're going to flip.
Will
chicken
you?
Adobo. It's just basic ingredients. Chicken, vinegar, soy sauce, and garlic.
Ooh,
done.
Ooh, that
and it's
sounds good.
Phenomenal. It is our signature dish.
Uh-huh.
Anyone that tries it will be like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever
best
had.
Best thing ever had.
I remember when I first tried adobo. That's how good it was. Like, I remember when I first tried it,
the
and
moment.
I was like, Mom, what is this?
Yeah.
Because I was one of those kids, like, I only want peanut butter sandwiches. And, I'm not eating
I want
that.
Chicken fingers.
I want chicken
Everywhere
fingers.
I went. Dad,
yeah.
I want chicken fingers. He's like, we're at a fucking 5-star restaurant, you little prick. I'm like, I'm fucking chicken fingers, Dad.
That's my son.
You want chicken fingers.
My son used to do that
Everywhere.
All the time.
I want chicken fingers.
I want mac and cheese.
I would freak out, though.
Yeah.
I would throw a fucking fit. Like my dad, like my worked really late, and I was just raised with my dad, so he would take me to dinner every night. And if we took me somewhere too fancy and they didn't have chicken fingers, I would lose it in the restaurant.
That's funny.
I'd be like, ah! Like, what's wrong with your daughter? Is everything okay? Like, you guys don't have chicken fingers. I'm like, fucking chicken fingers!
Oh,
like,
my
I'd
God.
Freak out. Yeah. It was horrible. I'd tell him, I'd be like, I hate you. I would freak out. And he's, You're the worst dad.
And like, he's just like, you don't want to try a ribeye?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, come on, this is a fucking $1,500 steak. God damn it. This is Wagyu beef.
Yeah,
do you know what that is?
You know what it is? I don't even know what it is. But it's $150 a plate.
They play classical music to it and massage it.
They massage
it. Fucking chicken fingers.
It's a cow that gets drunk every night.
Yeah, exactly. Cow had a better life than I did. And fucking, I want chicken fingers.
I wish I was this cow. That's what he says to you. Right now, at this moment, I wish I was this cow. Shut the fuck up.
I was such a fucking spoiled brat.
That's funny.
Dude, I would fucking flip out.
That's funny. My son was the same way.
Were you a good kid?
I was a good kid. I was just like, I was always like hyper and
yeah,
wanted to like be funny.
Were you a nerd in school?
Yeah,
big
time.
Huge nerd?
I was the funny kid that didn't get laid.
When
ever.
Did you lose your virginity?
I lost it. It was with my sister's best friend, and we
Jesus
went to her
Christ,
grandma's house.
I thought
house.
You were gonna say it was with my sister. I was like, okay, and cut the podcast. It was with my sister. You know, it's very normal in the Philippines. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, I'm dead. She was adopted. You know, so it doesn't really count. You know, she's
so
not really
dumb.
My sister. Oh my God, I hate myself. Okay, so
it was her best friend, and it
wow.
was at her grandma's house. It was
weird.
The funniest thing. Yeah, it was really weird.
Under like one of her crocheted blankets. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
We don't
so
get
weird.
Anything on this.
I go, it smells like talcum in here.
The pillows are like mothballs.
Yeah.
So just smell like mothballs. You're like, trying not to like throw up on the girl. I just want to come really quick. So wait, was it good?
It smells like menthol.
Was it good? Like, did
I
it
don't
go well?
Remember
you
it.
Don't remember
I remember it was real quick.
Quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so quick.
Really?
It was like in, out.
What
like
age
fast.
Were you again?
I was old.
How
I think
old?
I was, I mean, for losing my virginity, I think I was 17.
I was 18.
What?
I didn't lose mine until 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I shouldn't even be acting like that.
And I lost it to a heroin addict, which was the worst.
No.
And I had no idea. It was the worst. The
you
worst
knew he
thing
was doing
ever.
Heroin?
No. He shot up after we had sex for like, he was like a musician, a touring musician. I'm not going to say who it was. And I thought he was, you know, normal, healthy, cool guy, whatever. He had a lot of tattoos on his arms. And I was, okay, so let me tell you how it happened.
Yeah.
I think I've told this story before on my, I don't know if I've told it on my podcast. Anyway, I don't have to tell it again. Okay,
No.
Well, maybe people who haven't heard it, but like, anyway, long story short, I met this guy. It was like totally romantic. He like put his arm in a cab when I was getting in a cab and was like, I have to know your name. You're so beautiful. And I want to take you out. And I was like, oh my God, this is how my life is going to end. Like, this is great. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I was so excited. I thought he was going to be my husband. We end up going on a bunch of dates. He's like the best. We're having the greatest time ever. Everything's great. I never had sex before. I'm like, I never had sex. Like, let's have sex. Whatever, right? I made him put on two condoms like a psycho.
No, you didn't.
Yes, because I'm fucking paranoid psychopath. Like,
yeah.
My mom was always like, you're going to get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move to California and you're going to get AIDS.
Yeah, especially
and I was
that
like,
day.
Oh, great. Yeah. So, but I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
So,
that's scary.
So he was successful. Like, had a nice place, everything, nice car.
Wait,
so,
is this like a band that people know? He's just on the come up.
Yeah. Well, he's,
they know.
I don't want to
say
know. Anything. But I don't
just
say
people know.
People could know.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to say anything. So fucking two condoms on this dude and
it's Jonas Brothers, isn't it?
Dead. No, never. So I'm like, she's fucking badass. Like this was like a cool band. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dead. All the Jonas Brothers fans are like, unsubscribe, you fucking bitch. I lost all my Filipino audience.
They already
lost,
left.
They left.
Yeah.
They just put fucking middle fingers
oh, yeah.
up. And I'm losing all my Jonas Brothers fans. And no one's left but my dad. Hey, Dad. Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's like, bye, bitch.
I know. My dad leaves. My dad even leaves. So I made him put two condoms on. Obviously, it's really tight on his dick because it's two condoms because it's so paranoid, right? So we have sex. It's really painful, obviously, because it's my first time having sex. And we have sex. And then we stop having sex and we're done. And I don't even think he came because it's too tight on his dick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he goes out into the living room and I go with him and he just pulls out some heroin and starts shooting up.
What?
And we're sitting on the couch in his living room and he starts shooting up and I'm like, oh my God.
That is the weirdest behavior
and
I've ever
heard 18, of. And I was 18, so I was horrified and
yeah.
I was like, I have fucking AIDS.
Yeah.
I was like, I have AIDS.
Yeah.
And I freaked out and I was like, I was
yeah.
like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, what are you doing? Like, I know we use two condoms, but I definitely have AIDS now. Like, take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
So he, like, dropped me off at my house. I made my fucking friends take me to the emergency room. I went to the emergency room and was like, I have AIDS. And
yeah.
they were like, whoa, calm down. Like, shh,
I would have freaked out like
yeah,
that if I
yeah.
saw someone shooting heroin.
I made them do a blood test, a pregnancy test. They were like, dude,
man.
You use two condoms and, like, you don't have AIDS. So I didn't have AIDS, thank God. Yeah. No venereal diseases.
But the crabs got to me.
Hey,
hello.
It's like Red Lobster down there. No, it's not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really scary. And then he never talked to me again, which is fine.
Yeah,
I'm like,
good.
I'm totally okay with it. Yeah. But that's how I lost my virginity. Ew.
Yeah.
Gross, right?
No, I mean, yeah.
Weird. Actually,
it's a story.
It's weird because I can't really say that. Here's the thing that I'm confused about. Because I feel like virginity is like, is it always penetration? Because I slept with a girl when I was really young for years and thought I was a lesbian for years.
Wait, you guys
yeah,
had
sex?
Yeah,
we used to fuck. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
I did not
it's
know.
It's good to watch. Good to have you here.
So you guys would go at it.
So I started sleeping with her.
How old were you?
I was like 8.
Wait.
This
Brittany,
is fucked up, right?
What are you talking about?
I know,
right
this
now?
Is crazy. Okay, so listen.
I don't
so,
even think we're supposed to talk about this.
No, we can. Who cares? No one cares.
Are
okay,
you sure?
So yes, no one cares.
Like, I get arrested in the parking lot.
Oh my God, your Filipino fans tune
yeah,
back
yeah.
in.
They, like, oh, they call sounds- me by my real name, Mr. Herbert. We'd like to talk to you for a second. Huh?
Is your name Herbert?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, real name is Herbert.
It's like a turtle's name.
So, all right, see, and that's why I changed it to Coy. You're a dick.
Wait,
you're such a dick.
Can I share my lesbians?
Hold on, I'm looking at the camera. You're a dick. That's exactly why I changed my name. I swear to God. And when I first started stand-up, I started in 1989.
I'm Herbert.
You fucking asshole.
Many of you may know me from your backyard that you keep in a box and I feed me lettuce.
Hey, a lot of you guys used to throw water balloons at me and call me Turd Herb. But I just want you to know I wear a Rolex now.
I came out of my shell and decided to do some stand-up.
Oh, my God. Dead. Dead. Ha, Herbert. Like, with your fucking all slow. Oh, my God. Dead.
I eat nothing but lobster tails and shrimp for dinner now.
Me.
I'm successful.
Turtle.
Oh, my God. Literally a turtle's name. I don't think I've ever met a real person named
you're
Herbert.
An asshole.
Or like, you know that-
You're a real asshole. You're an asshole.
Or that game Guess Who? Like, I think one of those weird characters on there was named Herbert. Like, it's like he's- And that's how you described him. You were like, got a really fucking weird name. Like, probably would only name a turtle this. Everyone's like, oh, Herbert.
Oh, that's definitely Herbert right there. Or like one of those shepherd dogs, like a Scottish shepherd dog, right?
For sure.
Has like a gray goatee.
For sure.
Oh, that's Herbert right
there. Yeah, it looks more-
Herbert!
looks more human than most people.
God damn it, Herbert, stop barking at the trash truck.
Dead. For real, though. Okay, do you want me to get back to my story?
I think it's illegal, Brittany.
The lesbian story?
But it's not a lesbian.
It's were totally
eight.
A lesbian story. Yeah.
I can't listen to something like that.
Why?
All right, go ahead. Tell
it's
your
a story.
Eight.
You're not going to get in trouble.
I know,
I'm 32.
But, I just...
but listen. Okay, so what happened? Listen. So it was my friend, Krista. And she's married with kids now. And so we used to go over her house and I would sleep over and her mom was best friends with my mom. And we would turn on the TV late at night and we would watch that show, HBO Real Sex. Remember that show?
Oh, yes.
That was like porno for
it
like
us.
It
was porno.
And one night she was like, I'm horny. And I was like, me too, because we were watching Real Sex. And she just fucking got on top of me and started humping my vagina. And then our vaginas were humping each other. And then we both fucking orgasmed and shit.
At 8?
Yeah.
Brittany, that's impossible.
And then it became like, nope. It's totally possible. And I used to hump stools when I was like 5 and like fucking in my parents' kitchen, like humping a wooden stool. And I would have fucking orgasms. My parents would be sitting at the table like having coffee and
what?
They had like no idea. Yeah. So something's wrong with me anyway, clearly.
Yeah. No, I think
hyperactive.
They knew.
They probably knew, but
I think
it's like whatever.
Like, well, when you go to the other room, your dad's like putting cream in his coffee going, I think she came again. Can I get eggs, honey?
Dead. So I, the first time it happened, I freaked out because I was like, it's weird. Like, it was like my first time having sex. I mean, like, orgasming, like, that young, you're like confused and like with someone else, and you're like, oh my God. And like, I was very like raised religious. And so I was like, oh my God, God is like, something's wrong with me, and like, God's going to punish me. And I was so upset. And I called my dad that night and I was like, Dad, you have to pick me up from Krista's.
What are you talking about? The heroin?
No, this is the night that I slept with my friend when I was 8. The girl.
What do you mean you called your dad?
Because I was at her
8?
House for a sleepover.
Oh, yes. My God.
I was
okay.
8 years old. So I called my dad that night and I said, come pick me up from Krista's. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'll tell you later. And my dad picks me up and I'm like, me and Krista like hooked up. Like I was like, told my dad because I was so upset.
Are you serious?
And I was like crying because I was like upset about it at first.
Did he cry?
No, he was just like, dude, you don't have to go over there anymore. That's weird. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay. Because my dad was like, don't do that. My dad was like religious too. And
okay,
I was like,
can
okay.
I just interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
Was it motivated by her?
Yes.
Do you think something happened to her?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah, it's weird, like, to be sexually active that young. But I was also very sexually active young, and nothing.
Yeah, but
ever,
you weren't going
to
do something like that.
And nothing
like
ever
that,
happened to me. No, I wouldn't have started it.
So that
I
means
have
that means
it.
There was something happening.
Yeah, she started it with me.
That's
so
sad.
Then, but then, every time I hung out with her, it became a regular thing.
Oh, Jesus.
We would, like, do it for years. Like, I'm telling you, we did it to, like, from, like, 8 to, like, 14 years
no
old.
No way.
Yes. So I thought I was a straight-up lesbian because I was hooking up with my friend all the time. Yes. And, like, I mean, I still like girls to this day. Like, I could go either way, whatever. But, like, but it's even crazier because she got a boyfriend then at 14. And she came one day, I went over her house after school, and we were going to do our usual thing. And then she's like, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, why? What? What happened? And she's like, I'm dating a guy, and I like it way better. It's way better to fuck a dude. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was so horrified.
And then you left.
And then I left, and then we weren't, like, really friends anymore. And then I didn't have sex until I was 18 with a guy.
So you guys stopped being friends when she got a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just stopped talking to her?
Just stopped talking to her. Isn't that weird?
That's weird because you guys were best friends for 6 years, but you guys were only fuck buddies.
We were like, pretty much.
That's all it was.
No, but we like did a lot of stuff together. We would hang out, like go to the movies, go shopping. Like she was my best friend. So it was like my best friend that I like hooked up with. It was so crazy.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just weird that it stopped.
Yeah, just like.
Stop.
Abruptly.
Yep.
Like abruptly. And I was like, okay, like, yeah. And it was weird.
I guess I shouldn't freak out so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of normal. Apparently, a lot of girls do this, but like, maybe not as long as I did with her. But like, it's apparently very normal. Like,
I guess
girls.
It's freaking out. It freaks me out that you said 8 because I'm,
yeah.
You know, I'm 48 now.
I was so young. I might have even been like 7.
No,
like, I was
no
young,
way.
Dude. I'm telling you.
I will now that you say it. I started masturbating when I was 12.
Young, but that's so 12. But that's even older for like. I'm telling you, I remember like vividly like humping my wooden stool in my kitchen when I was like young. Like I was probably like 6. Yeah, and I never had any fucked up shit like that happen to me. Like I was just like a little fucking weirdo. Like I was just like, ugh. It happened by accident. I like fell off of it one day and it kind of hit my vagina and I was like, ooh, that feels kind of good.
Mom, I think I fell my
husband. I was like, I think I'm going to keep falling off the stool a lot. Like,
that's weird. It started off as an accident, but now it's intentional.
Is it weird to have a boyfriend who's made of wood? Like very weird. Very weird. Yeah. He's very weird. But anyway,
Mom,
so
I just said I do to the stool.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, can I take him with me everywhere? Like, I love him. He's great. He doesn't talk back. Makes me feel pretty. Crazy, right?
Holds me up when I feel like getting down.
My parents got divorced when I was really young, too, though, so maybe that fucked me up.
What'd they do?
My parents got divorced when I was really young.
How old?
I was like 6, so it was right when that was happening.
Really?
Yeah. I developed OCD from the divorce. So weird. Did you ever have that?
My mom and dad divorced. See, did you hear that? Did you hear that? It just happened, and that's the shit I'm talking about. My mom and dad divorced when I was like 10, 11. It was horrible.
Was
but
it
I
bad?
Understand. I understand why.
Were you happy they got divorced? I was happy my parents got divorced.
No, I was sad.
You were?
Yeah, because we had a lot of money, too.
Oh.
Like, the, you know, the two incomes together was fun.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like this battle. Because, you know, when they got a divorce, it was the 80s. And that was the prime time of divorce.
Yeah.
It was the man is the asshole, and the woman is struggling to survive.
Yeah,
I ain't paying that bitch. You know what I mean? It was that attitude.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of lawyers back then. Divorce court. You know, that's when all that stuff started coming out.
Yeah.
And I was a part of that. Era, and it sucked.
And you had to choose like who you want to live with.
Yeah, man. I
who
just remember.
You better?
Yeah, and I ain't giving her any money. I just gave her $25, and it's just like
that should last her a year.
Yeah, like you know, and it was all about money. Like to this day, they still fight about money, and I'm just like,
and they're divorced.
Like, man, you guys are about to die.
Really? How old's your dad?
Like, how long are you guys? My dad's over it. You know what I mean? But like. You know, my mom still holds grudges, and rightfully so. And
she's remarried.
And my
right?
dad's a great guy. I'm not shitting on my dad. And mm-hmm. and I always told my dad this. Like, it's like, I would have probably left too if I was in that situation. Because my brother Robert is my half brother. That was
the
my
schizophrenic
mom's,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was married before my dad.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So he's my half brother,
uh-huh.
but he's still my brother.
Right. Right.
But imagine this man
mm-hmm.
Adopting this kid who has schizophrenia.
That was a lot.
He adopted him at 8, mm-hmm. and at 14, he's getting his ass kicked by this kid. So I told my dad that. I was like, yo, I get it, Dad.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
Like, you don't have to explain why you left the house.
He left because of your brother, you think?
Well, I mean, my brother was beating the shit out of everybody. You watch
like physically punching people?
Oh, he beat the fuck out of everybody. You know, when I watched that movie, I think it's Glass. Glass, where they have all three of them.
Yeah.
And Split is the guy with the split personality,
yes,
right?
Of course.
And he has that one, that one personality.
That's violent,
animal.
The crazy
and they call him Beast.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so freaky because this is the first time I ever really thought of my brother when I was watching a movie. I was watching that when he turned into Beast, and I was like, holy fuck, that's my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You would get that gnarly?
Because my brother can go into child mode, just like that guy. Yeah, so cute and innocent, laugh, and he's dancing, and you know, he wants to hang out and go shopping, and then he wants to fight. Like, and when I talk fight, it's like, motherfucker, someone's going to jail, and it ain't me, motherfucker. It's a violent fucking fight. There's blood.
Damn.
Oh, my brother will fucking... Yo, if I was with my brother right now, I would feel the most safest around anybody. You cannot touch
me. Is he a big dude?
No, he's 130 pounds. Light. Wet.
But he's got that crazy, like the fucking... You cannot, he's like not scared.
You will have to drive a truck through my brother.
Yeah.
And I witnessed... That's all we used to witness is my brother beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
7 cops on my brother's back. You know what I mean?
Damn.
I remember... I tell this story all the time. I think I told it like 3 or 4 times, but there was this time we were in Washington, and my brother kicked my dad in the chest. And
he kicked your dad in the chest?
Yeah, just cracked his rib. And then, of course, my aunt was there, my auntie Evelyn. She called the cops. My mom's trying to hold him back. You know what I mean? He's swinging on everybody. I'm young, by the way, so I think I was like 10 or something.
You're like
that.
Is no one going to watch my stand-up? I'm doing stand-up. You're all trying to tell jokes. I'm dead.
I was 10. Oh, I was 10 running around with a notepad. How do I make this funny? And it was so funny because there was all these cops. And it was like 3 or 4 of them just holding him down. There was 2 standing up right behind him. And they're just like, give me your arm, motherfucker. And they're cracking him in the back of the head. Just
Kunk.
You know, give me your fucking hand. And I remember like, Robert, just give your fucking hand.
Yeah.
Just fucking put on the cuffs, Robert. And he looked, I remember him looking at me like, they ain't gonna get my fucking hand. Like that fucker was like willing to die.
He's hardcore, he sounds.
Are you kidding me? You cannot touch my brother.
Wow.
Can't touch him.
Oh, Jesus. You had kind of a traumatic.
Yeah, I always say that, you
Do
know
you
what I mean?
Do you ever think that you got into
people comedy? Always ask me, why don't you talk about your dad? I'm like, because my dad left when he was 10. Like, all I know is my mom's
Did
side.
Did you see your dad?
Oh, yeah. I love my dad. I always tell people that. I love my dad. Yeah. It's just, you know, what can I talk about? What can I talk about?
Did you go visit him?
I mean, no.
You guys didn't have shared custody?
Not really. I mean, we did, but like my dad just wasn't around. And I get it. And I told my dad that. I go, I get it. I probably would have done the same thing. You know what I mean? If I married a chick and then all of a sudden I got this kid that's not even mine beating the shit out of me, I'm out of here. Fuck this. Yeah, I'm in my 30s. Yeah. I'm trying to have fun.
Yeah.
I get it. But and now he's a cool dad. But I mean... Yeah, I don't really have a relationship like that. I don't have that father-son bond. That's why
me and my mom are.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Same thing. I'm like really close with my dad, but my mom left. And so like I really like...
Yeah, so
like,
you attach.
It's like friends.
Yeah, that's why I talk so much about being Filipino. That's why, you know what I mean? My aunt's the one that named me Jokoy. That's my nickname for my aunt. My auntie Evelyn always called me Jokoy. Jokoy.
Why? Because you're joking?
It was just she
funny?
Always... Filipinos love nicknames. And if they can't give you a nickname, they just say your name twice. You know what I mean? So like you, if they can't come up with a nickname for you, it would be Brit or
They'll
something
probably
like
be like
that.
Racist bitch. That's
Oh, I have a good nickname for Brittany. It's racist bitch.
Dead.
Prejudice Patty.
Prejudice Patty. I love it.
Prejudice Patty.
Oh my
God.
Guys, please.
I
was just kidding. I hope no one takes it personally. No. God, I have to be so sensitive. Everyone's so sensitive. I have to be careful.
They love you.
Okay, so listen. Do you think that maybe you got into comedy because you were like the mascot trying to make everyone laugh and calm shit down?
No. Here's the thing. When my mom and dad were together, I was still always funny.
Okay.
I just had it.
You
I
just
always
were.
Had it. I
always
remember.
Funny.
I remember when I was 6, my mom would always go, Joseph, come here. And make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, oh, watch Joseph do this. I was always the funny one. And so I fell in love with stand-up at like 10, 11 when
really?
I saw Eddie Murphy. And I was like, okay, I know what comedy is. I know what stand-up is. So when I get out of high school, I'm going to become a comedian. I already knew that.
That's
at like
great.
A young age. Yeah.
Aw, I love that. Okay, I know we're supposed to wrap up, but there's so much more I want to talk to you
was
about.
Was that fun?
That was so fun. Yeah, I'm going to let you go. I feel bad. You've been here for like an hour.
I'll see you all day.
I know. I want to ask you so many more questions, but you know, like whatever. They're telling me to wrap up. Fuck you guys. Anyway.
The jacket I wore.
Yeah.
On stage on my special, Netflix special.
Uh-huh.
Coming in, it says Ghetto to the Getty on the back. That's my ex-wife's boyfriend. He's a painter. He's an artist. He came up with that. And when I saw it, I go, that's my life. That's exactly how all this went down. Like I started from the worst rooms to the Blaisdell Arena, and I want to rock that. On my special.
So it's your ex-wife's boyfriend's company.
It's my company. I bought into it.
Oh, so you guys are friends?
I'm best friends with my ex. Are you kidding me?
Why did you guys split up?
We were young. It just wasn't right. And but then I realized that it's best that we just be best friends for my son. So anything that happens with me, I take care of her. So if I even told her that. I go, the more I make, the more you will make. I will take care of you.
Do you still love her? Love her?
I love her. Oh, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I love everything about her. She's a great mom. Everywhere I move her.
Where did you get married? Or when did you get married?
We moved. Oh, my God. That was my son's 16. We got married 17 years ago, but we divorced right away.
Why?
It just didn't work out.
You were fighting?
Yeah, we were fighting a lot. And, you know, that comes with, you know, the territory. Like, I was struggling as a comic.
Yeah.
I was working three jobs. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, my son was a blessing.
Right.
He was there to motivate me financially.
Right. Because you're like, I got shit if I can take care of this.
Yeah. And I was like, I need to get this opportunity. And I promised her, I go, you will never, ever feel the way I felt when I was a kid and my mom and dad divorced. I go, that will not happen with you. You don't have to see a lawyer. You'll see.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. I take care of her. She's great.
So you guys got divorced. But how did you become friends after that? Like, I always feel like divorce is always like very like, you just.
I think that's your choice.
Yeah. You that's can decide to make
anyone
it.
Anyone that's divorced, it's your choice to hate that person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no reason to hate that person. That's
right,
why you're divorced.
Right, 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 right.
So I don't know. I never understood that. So I don't understand when they go, oh, I don't understand. The reason why I hate that bitch is because I have to pay her every month. Yeah, you have a kid together, bro.
Yeah, you got to take care of it. Yeah.
You got to take care of it.
Yeah.
Like
if
you were together, you would still have to give money.
Right, right, right.
So what do? You don't give her the money and then get a nanny? Yeah. So the nanny gets the money now?
Yeah.
And now the nanny's hitting your head with a fucking mallet because it's not her kid? I'm being serious, though.
It's true.
I don't trust my son with anybody else.
No, that's scary. Yeah.
His mommy is a loving person. She's a great human being. She's a, you know, and I take care of her, so.
Aw, that's so mature and nice.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have that.
Yeah.
Most people are like, I fucking hate my ex. I hope they burn in hell.
That's
like,
stupid.
They're very scary. Yeah,
because, you know, the only person that affects is the kid. It affected
true.
Me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at all the negative stuff that I've been talking about with my mom and dad. You know what I mean? I hate saying it, but that's what happens. That's the effect that happens. It's a long-term thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you create that type of environment around your kid, it lives a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My son has no story other than
my
I didn't know which house
great.
To stay at.
Yeah, both houses were dope.
They're fucking dope.
Yeah, I got fucking 4D TVs in every room.
In both fucking rooms.
We got those toilets that talk to you and shit. Like, we're
straight
great.
Guy.
My childhood was amazing.
My dad moved to the hill. My mom moved to the hill.
It's amazing.
Yeah, man.
And you guys live near each other and everything too?
My son can walk to his mommy's house in like 40
wow,
seconds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's
and
how it should be.
Does it affect your relationships now with other women or no?
If it does, it got to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how? And are you going to get married again or no?
I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean?
Do
but right now
would?
I'm concentrating on something that I worked on for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I have to be selfish. I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds bad, but I have to be selfish.
You
especially
should be
in this moment. It took me 30 fucking years,
to
Brittany,
get here,
to get here.
Yeah.
And I didn't just get it.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't just give it to me.
No, you worked your ass off.
28 years ago, Netflix said no to me.
Yeah.
After 28 years in the game, and I literally came out of my pocket, I financed that special on my own.
Yeah.
The first one.
The first
live
one
from
live
from Seattle.
I have to watch that, guys. Watch that one, too. Yeah.
Oh, I paid for that whole thing.
I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch his newest special out right now, too. It's fucking unbelievable.
Coming in hot.
Joe Coy, you came in super hot today. Like fucking flames, dude. Fucking Herbert.
You
killed it.
Herbs.
Who knew Herbs could fucking bring it,
Herbert's
bro?
Bring
fucking
it, yo.
Herbert Coy?
Yes.
Was Herbert Coy?
Turtle fucking Herbert.
Fucking Herbert Coy just sounds like you're just naming two animals in a pond. Yeah, that's Herbert and that's my Coy over there. Herbert Coy. Yeah.
No one likes Herbert.
Yeah.
Everyone loves
like
Coy.
Guys, thank you so much for giving me purpose in life here at Worst First. I was kind of just sitting there in Calabasas being like, what do I do today? Order another $20 juice? Like, what do I do? Like, I just didn't know what to do. Like, hang out at Lululemon with people that have kids, even though I have no kids. Anyway, it's really nice for giving me purpose. You guys being here means so much to me. And Joe Coy being here today, so awesome. Go follow his ass on Instagram, JOKOY. So easy. Go follow him, JOKOY. Make sure you watch his new special. And make sure to go leave a 5-star review on iTunes if you can, if you want to. It would mean so much to me. I'm going to go read them all today to make myself feel better so I don't fall into a deep, dark depression. So leave your 5-star reviews. And also, in those reviews, I want to hear your worst first. I love hearing your stories. I want to hear them. Maybe I'll share them on here. Who knows? Stay tuned. And stay tuned for next week for Worst First.
You're amazing.
Okay, I love you. This is amazing. Thanks for sitting through that.
You're good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.